On the line is TV superstar Grant Denyer. He's bared all on this season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and he's actually made it this week into the top two following Abby Chatfield.
Grant, you join us on the line this morning. How are you feeling?
Yeah, hungover, but apart from that, amazing. it's been a hectic ride and an incredible journey where we've shared too much, cried too much, been bitten by snakes too much. It's insane.
You're no stranger to opening up in front of an audience with all the things that you've done on Channel 10 and that. What was probably the most intense moment for you in the jungle, but in the bush?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, man. Like, cause I just thought, oh, this is just a TV show. I'll go in there and I'll do my TV thing and then I'll leave. And then you go, you expect that when the lights get turned down at 8 p.m. that they shuffle you back to the Sofitel and the Tim Tams come in and the champagne flows. Nah, this is proper hectic where the rats climb on you while you're sleeping.
Are you kidding?
No, mate, I kid you not. We're in camp beds and the snakes are going underneath my bed and the rats are on top of my bed. Like, it was proper mad. And you end up sort of just going in there and just, because you're in there around the clock, you just end up divulging the most personal stories and you share like crazy. And I can't believe how much I spoke about, like, things I've never even told my wife I've said in there.
It must be the environment. You're all in it together. What were you like before going into the bush? Were you okay with rats and snakes and stuff? Because I know I'm not. I would be terrible in there. Are you okay now with it all?
Yeah, I made the stupid mistake of telling the show prior to going in what I was afraid of.
Oh, no.
That's when they use it against you. And I was like, because when I broke my back about, I don't know, 12 years ago in a monster truck crash. And ever since then, I've been claustrophobic, like quite severely. It's pretty debilitating. And I told them that, and I told them I'm afraid of snakes. So what they did is they put me in a coffin underground and put 70 snakes in there.
That's
70.
I can't even. I'm getting chills talking about that. Ugh. I want to know about that moment when you're sitting with Abby and you don't know who's going to win. Talk us through those nerves and that excitement.
Well, it's weird, you know, because I've hosted a ton of these kind of shows where you have, like, a winner and it's a live grand final, but I've never been on the receiving end where I'm a contestant. So it's kind of terrifying because someone else is controlling, you know, all the strings and you're just you have to just let it happen. And look, I was really lucky to make it into the final two, and I knew that Abby, she had a bit of a tough time on The Bachelor. She was in Matt Agnew's season, and
she
finished
came
second.
Yeah,
she finished second, and she got a lot of trolls, and she got death threats, and it was pretty wild for her. So, amazing opportunity for her to win this, kind of reset her life. You know, Australia's kind of fallen back in love with her again, and she can kind of, yeah, this is a huge moment for her. And redemption stories are the best stories in television.
You looked genuinely happy when she won as well. Were you guys kind of grown to be quite close?
Yeah, it's funny, mate. When you see people, when you live in each other's stench and you share a long drop toilet, it's funny how close you kind of you do get. And I know that she had a traumatic experience in television previously, so it was really lovely to kind of, you know, wrap your arms around her and give her a completely new experience. And she thought the whole world hated her, you know, after her time in The Bachelor. So it was really, you know, that's, you know, she's kind of rebuilt herself. So that's, you couldn't hope for any more.
Well, Grant, I think you would be a wonderful person to be in the bush with. So, you know, on behalf of Australia, thank you for wrapping your arms around her because, yeah, what a great experience for her as well.
Yeah, thank you. I just, from this moment on, I just want you to consider me the Shannon Noel of the competition.
Well, we love Nolsey, so you're a legend. Thanks, Grant. We'll chat with you soon.
No one remembers second.
We will.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.